MoneyWeb at midday for all your up-to-date stories.
Now let's move on to this. And Lillian Ngoyi Street, one of Johannesburg's busiest thoroughfares, or at least was, has become a symbol, I think, of the city's deeper infrastructure crisis. Nearly 12 months after a massive underground blast ripped through the road, businesses still remain shuttered. Many livelihoods have been lost, and questions are still persisting about how such a catastrophe was allowed to happen. More broadly, across the city, the pothole epidemic continues to frustrate motorists, undermine confidence, and raise serious concerns about road safety and service delivery. Now, with public pressure mounting and a 196 million rand repair project underway as far as Lillian Ngoyi is concerned, I want to talk now to Zweli Nyati, who's the Chief Executive Officer of the Johannesburg Roads Agency. Zweli, a very warm welcome, and maybe let's start with an update on the progress of Lillian Ngoyi Street. Are you on track to meet the projected completion timeline?
Yes, we are on track. Actually, there were a couple of site visits last week just to ensure that things are still on track. Even if you visit, you'll see the street looks a bit different from what it was 2-3 months back. So yes, we are on track, and we've put accelerated plans to make sure that we meet the August deadline that we promised the community.
The great tragedy, of course, around this was the prolonged closure significantly affected local businesses. And I wonder if you think if enough was done to support these enterprises during the reconstruction period.
Consultations have happened. But from our end as a roads agency, it's just to make sure that there is, free mobility. As much as we have, closed some of the roads for the businesses, but we have, left few spaces for people to be able to walk, considering that there are people who stay in those apartments around Lillian Ngoyi, but also considering their safety because it's a construction site and there's cranes and all sorts of machinery. So from our side as the agency, we have done so. But in terms of the SMMEs as well and other businesses, we've done consultation, and I can say that around that area, a lot of businesses have benefited because we've procured material for the projects around that area and trying to support and revive. And even the SMMEs are from the inner city itself. So economically, we've tried because we've put around 26 million of the project around local procurement and SMMEs, small businesses, on easy things like pavements, sidewalks, things that doesn't need really highly skilled expertise.
I think I'm correct in saying it was 196 million rand that was allocated to the project. Has the budget been managed sufficiently to ensure transparency, efficiency, and to make sure that you will come in on that amount?
It is being managed. I think we have learned a lesson very early in the project, and that actually kept us on our toes to make sure that we do enough balance and checks. I can guarantee you that in terms of progress, we are ahead. In terms of budget, we're still within the budget that is expected. And I don't foresee us spending beyond. Yes, one needs to take into account that we spent 2 months having rains. That also had an impact on some of the infrastructure issues because constantly every 2 days we had to drain water to the size of, a dam, as it was raining nonstop. So a lot of things were affected, but I don't foresee any exorbitant expenditures. We're still within budget.
Have lessons been learnt as a result of this incident? Are steps now being implemented to prevent similar underground explosions or infrastructure failures in the future?
A lot. That is why Lillian Ngoyi, when it's complete, it will be a symbol of progress, because we will do it using today's technology, all sorts of technologies that are installed on the roads, sensors, and we'll be able to install manholes that will be able to vent. Because in other countries or in first world countries, you all know that sometimes you'll see those manholes being opened and venting, releasing the gas and anything that could possibly spark fires underneath. But also it gave us a chance to study what is underneath properly. So now we know what is really underneath in terms of gases and wires, and we're trying to put all precautions so that we don't have a recurrence of such again. And also we have enhanced safety, because some of these issues are related to safety As you all know, that we have illegal mining and other things. So Johannesburg is very unique in terms of its layout and the infrastructure. So we are doing our best, and we're taking those lessons into the future so that we prevent such to happen again.
Let me just widen the lens slightly. Johannesburg residents, as you are well aware, are becoming increasingly frustrated with the state of the roads, particularly the prevalence of potholes. Are you confident that your current strategy is sufficient to address this issue citywide?
Indeed, Jeremy. Let me just start by saying, given the 150 years or 100 years of Johannesburg's existence, a lot of infrastructure, really, as it was mining boom, has been laid out. But I must also admit that we have failed in terms of proactive maintenance. And that's what we're looking at, because no matter how beautiful the road can be, like, if you don't maintain it, you are bound to hit a disaster somewhere along the line. So most of the roads that we're doing now, we make sure that we have proactive maintenance plan in place. One will also want to put it on record that one of the issues was the sourcing of material for the road repairs. Now, ever since I came in, we recommissioned the asphalt plant. Now we have high quality asphalt that we're also going to use on that Lilian Ngoyi, being tested by the lab and CSIR. So we are seeing ourselves going into the future in terms of high quality infrastructure and roads. And obviously, we're dealing with the issue of potholes very seriously. As much as we were focused on the inner city, now we're spreading back to the regions. And at least now we know that the rain is over. There can be slight progress in terms of what we're doing. But also, we've come up with a plan. We're not only dealing with potholes. We are doing resurfacing, because asphalt shortage is a thing of the past. We make our own. So we are doing resurfacing, which will give us a base layer of about 5 years without issues. Of course, out of the 15,000 kilometers of road network, it's practically impossible to achieve that in the next 3 years. 15,000 is a lot. But we're doing our best. We're prioritizing roads that have deteriorated, and we are resurfacing them. That means once we are complete with this particular exercise, it will be just proactive maintenance, and the roads will have a new lease of life in terms of look and feel.
Zweli Nyati, thank you very much indeed. He is the Chief Executive Officer of the Johannesburg Roads Agency.